Snow was falling across portions of the eastern Midwest here this morning, but it is expected to work its way eastward as we move forward through the day. Most of the accumulations will be light, but there were some locations this morning reporting some moderate snowfall. And as we go forward through the morning, that will gradually diminish. Most of the snow at this hour is occurring in Indiana, Ohio, parts of northern Kentucky, and portions of Michigan. And it will be shifting further to the east as we go forward in time. Temperatures this morning in the single digits, both positive and negative single digits in the upper portions of the Midwest, really from Iowa and parts of northwestern Illinois all the way back up into the Canadian border. Some extreme lows drop down near and slightly below minus 20 in northern portions of Minnesota. So winter is still in control here this morning. Some are speculating that the cold weather is going to be hanging around for a while. I disagree. I think we're going to see some warm-up take place for a little while in the second half of this week. Yes, there will be a returning surge of cold air that will come across the Midwest over the weekend and into the early part of next week, and it will be preceded by some additional snow. The biggest storm system on the forecast charts right now is an event that will occur at the end of next week when warmer air begins to push back into the Midwest. That could be an aggressive storm system. But until we get to that point, the only well-organized event is going to occur Thursday into Friday. And at that point, we'll likely see a little mix of precipitation occurring across the Midwest, mostly, though, occurring as rain. And the precipitation will be focused mostly near and east of the Mississippi River. So the western portions of the Corn Belt will probably not be seeing a tremendous amount of moisture with this event. And the precipitation totals might run a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch. You can't get too excited about much more than that. It'll be just enough to keep the ground saturated, and there's a chance for a little band of snow on the northwestern side of the storm system, and that will occur from eastern Iowa into parts of western Michigan, taking place Friday night into Saturday morning. Again, most of this precipitation will occur late Thursday going into Friday, with Friday being the wetter day. After that system passes, a new surge of cold air will push through the Midwest. The cold air will likely drop temperatures back down below zero in the upper parts of the Midwest, and we'll see some snow evolving ahead of the event, probably taking place Sunday into Monday. This snow event will focus on the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Just enough is expected to occur to protect the winter crops from any threatening cold that might take place. Hard red winter wheat country may not see much precipitation with that event. Right now, it looks like the coldest air will stay focused on areas in the Midwest, but if there's any further westward shift in the cold, then hard red winter wheat country might be up for a little bit of a debate over whether or not there'll be some potential for crop damage. So continue to watch in that area as warranted, but right now I don't see anything very threatening for the region. Down in South America, we are in the midst of changing the weather pattern. We've already seen quite a bit of rain occur in some of the center-south crop areas in the past week, some impressive rain totals, but we're just at the beginning of this rainy period. We will see additional heavy amounts of rain in Goiás and Minas Gerais over the next several days. Taking us out into this time next week, we could very well see 3 to 10 inches of rainfall occurring across some of the region, and with the ground already saturated, it's going to be a threatening event in the sense of creating some flooding, and some of that flooding might be significant in some locations. Other areas in center west and northeastern Brazil will also be impacted by frequent rain, but it may not be nearly as heavy as that which occurs in Goiás and Minas Gerais. And in southern Brazil, we'll see a net drying biased pattern. The ground's been so wet in the south, though, that's going to be beneficial for a while. We'll see what happens in February. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.